Chapter 17, Broken Hearts Begin to Mend. It's a beautiful thing to meet someone who makes you forget all your troubles. Anonymous, I need you. We all need you, said Klaus to Lizzie as he moved in closer to hug her and tell her that how much he missed her.
I know.
You finally found my gift for you, Lizzie replied.
Which gift?
Klaus was surprised.
I am watching over you and our kids.
I looked everywhere, I couldn't find someone to repair my family.
Then I found him.
Lizzie told Klaus.
You found whom?
The one who is sleeping now between your arms.
You are talking about Hassan?
Yes, Hassan.
He is a warrior.
I know that you like him a lot more than you realize.
I do like him a lot, Klaus confessed.
You have your next steps mapped out, but you need to promise me one thing.
Anything you want.
He brought my family together, so promise me to not give up on him.
I won't give up on him, but can you tell me why?
You had the feeling that something will go wrong.
Am I right?
I might be mistaken.
You are not mistaken.
A dark cloud will come and will take him to a very dark place, and you are the only one who can help him. It might seem that he no longer has the energy to stand up, and he will be exhausted. The dark cloud will consume him from the inside.
But he is a warrior, and he will rise again.
What could happen?
Klaus was now worried.
Look down the cliff, and see for yourself.
Klaus looked down the cliff.
He saw Hassan chained in every inch of his body floating in the air.
Klaus cried and asked, what is happening to him?
It's the dark cloud that will drag him to a very dark place.
Suddenly, the chain on Hassan's neck pulled him down to the cliff into the water.
Klaus looked, cried, and screamed for assistance, but it was too late.
Hassan has drowned in the water already.
Klaus suddenly awoke out of his sleep and immediately kissed Hassan's forehead.
Klaus' tears began to fall out of his eyes, and said, please fight for me, fight for us.
At that moment, Klaus felt something he hadn't felt for years.
On his body, he felt Lizzie's hand.
I know you are here.
Thank you.
Klaus said.
The next morning, Hassan woke up early, he kissed Klaus, then walked with Bella to the kitchen to prepare breakfast.
Then, Hassan went to everybody's room to wake them up.
Klaus was the last to rise.
That, too, when Hassan began to jump on the bed, and Klaus had to obliged.
Klaus brought down Hassan and kissed him.
He breathed deeply and said, you are here.
Yes, I am here, Hassan replied.
I've missed your smile.
I've missed the way you always wake me up in the morning.
You know I am still naked, Klaus said to Hassan and winked.
I hate to break it to you, but now you are not getting any.
They are waiting for us downstairs.
Hassan turned down Klaus' advances.
Daddy is hungry, Klaus said, biting his lip.
If Daddy could wait a little bit longer, then Daddy can eat as much as he wants to.
Hassan tried to stall Klaus.
Daddy is okay with that.
You have no idea how hungry Daddy is.
Hassan looked at Klaus and smiled.
Klaus melted in that smile.
He quickly got dressed and joined everybody downstairs for breakfast.
Andrew woke up next to Julian.
He glanced under the blanket to see if he was wearing underwear.
Relax, nothing happened, Julian assured Andrew.
I remember nothing.
Can you help me with some details?
Andrew asked Julian to clear his confusion.
I am still wearing my clothes.
What kind of a person do you think I am?
Julian was taken aback.
The kind who sleeps with clothes next to a drunk, naked, hot guy like me, Andrew replied.
Get over yourself.
I will never take advantage of anyone, Julian said.
Why didn't you take advantage?
I tried to have sex with you, and you stopped me.
That is embarrassing.
Andrew disclosed his desire subtly.
I put you in the bed, and we talked after you danced naked, Julian reminded Andrew of his shenanigans.
Did anyone see me dancing naked?
Andrew asked.
Only me.
Look, Andrew. You are an attractive guy, but I am not that kind.
Julian was consistently trying to sway from Andrew's verbal sexual advances.
I am sorry if I hurt you.
Andrew apologized to Julian for his behavior.
You didn't. You kept talking about how lonely you are and your relationship with Hassan.
It seems everyone in this house is somehow connected to Hassan, Julian said.
Well, we're all here because of him, Andrew said.
I want to know him, but first, I want to know you.
Julian showed his intention to get acquainted with Andrew first and then Hassan.
Me?
Andrew was shaking.
You are smart, sexy, and a nice person.
So, are you interested in glasses?
Julian asked Andrew if he was interested in taking things further.
I am sorry that I offended you, but I would like to get to know you, Andrew said.
Good.
Why do you want to know Hassan?
Andrew asked Julian out of curiosity.
I am a psychiatrist, and I am always curious about people.
What I have heard from John made me more curious about the people who live in this house.
You and Hassan are very similar, both are smart, emotional, and have a unique quality, Julian opened up about himself and his opinions on Hassan.
So, you are not interested in me.
You are just curious, nothing more.
Andrew showed his reservations.
I asked John to introduce me to you not because I was curious.
Julian tried to justify his stance.
Why do you want to know me?
I told you, you are unique.
And I want to be someone with your quality to rock my world.
So, are you up for it?
Before you try to date me, you should know a few things.
I used to be easily impressed and easily won.
But now I'm a different person, having me in your life is going to take work.
I need someone who will make a genuine effort to know me, care for me, and continue to strive to make me happy, just as I would for you.
If you want me in your life, you're going to need to earn me.
Andrew said in a very serious tone.
I saw you naked, exclaimed Julian.
Enjoy the view as much you can.
Andrew was back to being himself.
You are interesting, and I would like to know you better.
After breakfast, Klaus wanted to talk to Hassan, so he took him to his room.
Can we talk about us?
Klaus asked.
Sure, we can, Hassan replied.
What are we now?
Klaus tried to clear the air between him and Hassan.
We are two people who find each other attractive, so we're dating, Hassan replied.
So, we are dating now.
Klaus assumed.
Use your words, Hassan said.
I don't want to lose you again.
So, I am okay with dating for now and a relationship later.
But what I need to know now, why did you break up with John?
Klaus couldn't hold back.
Simply, he lied and hid things from me.
I would never lie to you.
He assured Hassan.
You already did.
Hassan was quick to point out.
When?
At the hospital.
When you said Charlie's cervix did not dilate enough.
She is having a very rough time.
She came up with this idea with the nurse so she would be able to talk to get back to me, Klaus explained himself.
Ah. I am not going to lie. I like you so much, and my kids love you.
Klaus sighed and continued, I am very serious about you.
When I asked you if we are just having fun or we are heading somewhere, and you said, we are having fun.
I felt I was not good enough for you or for anyone.
Hassan started crying at this point.
That is not true.
After you, I slept with many guys to prove that you were just another meaningless one-night stand.
Then I realized I was into you, but it was too late.
So, here we are.
Yes, here we are.
I met you, and you became my best and dearest friend.
There was always a spark between us.
I will never let you go.
Please tell me you won't either.
I want to be with you.
Klaus gave Hassan a passionate kiss and said, Change, we have to go to the hospital to bring Charlie and her baby back home.
I need to check on Ruby also, Hassan said to Klaus.
Okay, Klaus replied.
Also, I need to go home and change, Hassan remembered he hadn't brought anything over with him.
Bring some with you and leave it here. Don't forget the sexy underwear.
Anything else?
Hassan asked with a smile.
That's all, Klaus replied.
Hassan and Klaus were going to the hospital, and Hassan went home from there.
Kara, Pete, Kyle, Ethan, John were all hanging out in the living room.
Andrew, why don't you call Julian and ask him to join us for dinner? Kara asked.
He has some stuff to do, Andrew replied.
John, what about you, Carlos?
Kara inquired John about Carlos.
He won't come again, John responded.
What do you mean?
Ethan asked.
Did you kill him or something?
Andrew asked out of intrigue.
We broke up last night.
John disclosed the news to everyone.
And you are telling us now?
Pete raised his tone a little.
Tell us what happened.
Kyle asked.
We were having sex, and I said something that made him leave.
John shared the saddening story while blaming himself for the breakup.
What did you say?
Andrew asked.
I called him Shorty, John said.
You said what? Everyone asked altogether.
I think it's for the best, John said.
If Hassan finds out, he will kill you, Kara warned John.
Why is everyone afraid of him?
He is tiny.
Andrew tried to ask why everyone feared Hassan.
John felt something pull his ear hard,
John shrieked in pain.
Everyone looked at John and saw that Hassan was holding John's ear between his fingers.
Everyone jumped.
You did what?
Hassan asked in anger.
What did you hear?
John tried to make sure how much Hassan had gotten to know.
Everything.
Now, tell me, why didn't you talk to him?
Hassan inquired John angrily.
Please, just let me go, John screamed.
Hassan released John, and he put his hand on his ear, which was hurting.
He wanted me to leave after I called him what I used to call you, John told Hassan.
And you let him go without saying anything?
Hassan asked.
Yes, John replied.
I don't believe you.
For more than 6 years, you were excellent at making up excuses.
What happened to you?
I didn't want to lie to him or give him excuses.
I did it all with you, and I lost you.
John sighed.
Great, but now you lost him too.
Hassan reminded him.
It was never meant to be.
Give me your phone.
What?
Give your phone, or give me his number.
It's over.
Your phone, Hassan yelled at John.
He silently gave Hassan his phone.
Hassan went through his contacts and found Carlos' number.
He dialed it, and Carlos answered it at the first ring.
May I speak to Carlos?
Hassan asked for Carlos.
Speaking, Carlos replied.
I am Hassan, John's ex. Are you available to meet up and talk?
Hassan asked.
Didn't John tell you we broke up?
Carlos asked Hassan.
We need to talk.
Hassan maintained a serious tone as if he meant business.
About what?
Carlos grinned a little.
About you.
Okay, I am free now.
Okay, come to my house.
But John will be there.
I am waiting for you.
Carlos ended the call.
Hassan looked at John and said, don't try to say or do anything.
Andrew whispered in Kara's ear, now I can see why everyone is afraid of him.
How is Klaus?
Pete asked Hassan.
He is good, Hassan replied.
Details, please.
Kara wanted to know a little more from Hassan.
Are you a couple now?
Andrew joined in too.
We are dating, not a big deal, Hassan replied.
It is a big deal, Kyle told Hassan that it was something not to be taken lightly.
Look at your face.
You don't have that sour puss you had for weeks, Andrew teased Hassan.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Hassan showed that he was confused.
Welcome back.
Ethan jumped into the conversation.
Hassan smiled and sat between them and talked.
After a while, the doorbell rang and Hassan got up from his seat to open the door.
"Hi, I am Carlos," Carlos greeted Hassan.
"Hi Carlos, come in."
Hassan welcomed him in.
"So, you are Hassan," said Carlos.
"Finally, we met. I've heard so much about you."
Hassan tried to tell Carlos that he was curious to meet Carlos.
"Really?"
Carlos was surprised.
"Your boyfriend cannot stop talking about you," Hassan told Carlos.
"John is not my boyfriend, not anymore."
Carlos corrected Hassan.
"May I ask why?"
Hassan asked.
"He didn't tell you.
Maybe I want to hear from you.
He is still in love with you, and I cannot compete with you," Carlos sighed.
Hassan tried to mentor Carlos at this point by saying, "With every new relationship comes struggle and old baggage.
Save yourself the heartache and realize that these people are likely going to be in your boyfriend's life for as long as you are, and maybe longer.
When it comes to exes, you have to surrender because you cannot compete with them.
There will always be too much history with the exes, so don't put yourself in this situation.
I understand that you are intimidated by me, and that is not your fault.
That's on him because he was afraid to introduce you to me.
I can understand why, but I cannot understand why you both are not together.
Is it because he said something?
But he is not over you yet," Carlos was beating about the bush.
"John would have never gotten involved with you if he wasn't over me.
I've been with him for 6 years, I know this much,"
Hassan assured Carlos.
"But he cheated on you, and that's why you ended it with him," Carlos insisted.
"Yes, John cheated on me only because he thought I cheated on him.
I ended it with John because he lied to me and kept things hidden from me, which will never happen with you."
Hassan consistently kept on justifying John's actions.
"Why?"
Carlos asked.
"He has learned his lesson.
That's why he didn't tell you anything after you stormed out.
Give him a chance because you are into him, and you're worth knowing," Hassan said to Carlos.
"Do you think I am worth knowing?"
Carlos asked.
"Everyone in this house knows that.
John knows it.
Look, I got it.
You didn't know what to do in a situation like this, but you are smart enough to understand that you need to accept him as he is and add your value to build a strong relationship with him," Hassan replied.
Carlos had been feeling helpless, but Hassan helped him out and finally cleared the rifts between him and John.
"I don't know what I have to do," confused Carlos said.
"No one knows, but for a start, go talk to your boyfriend," Hassan replied.
"Okay," said Carlos in a low tone.
"Just look behind you."
Hassan redirected Carlos toward John.
Carlos turned and saw John standing behind him.
He looked at him.
John moved to Carlos, placed his head on his forehead, closed his eyes, and said, "I am sorry that I hurt you."
Carlos threw himself into John's arms.
Hassan saw them, smiled at them, and said, "Don't do it again, or I will kick your ass from here on."
John kissed Carlos's head and told him, "He will do it, believe me."
Carlos laughed, and John looked at his face and said, "I want to see your smile."
Andrew walked to Hassan and hugged him, "I missed you.
I was only gone for 24 hours, Hassan said as if it was not a big deal.
"Don't play dumb.
You know what I am talking about," Andrew objected.
"I know," Hassan nodded.
When Brian received the text asking him to be more patient, Brian was sitting there, and he was planning on something.
Brian went to the cellar where he is keeping the painting.
The painting had a chain.
He approached and touched it.
He closed his eyes and recalled Hassan's naked body in his bedroom when he touched it.
His eyes were opened, he touched, breathed on the painting, and said, "It's just a matter of time."
He laughed then.
Andrew went to Lake Ontario Park.
He was sitting at the bank waiting to see Nia.
Andrew looked at Nia and smiled when he appeared.
"You were right, they are back together.
Now, what next?"
Andrew said.
"Everything will be fine until one day, and everything will be changed forever."
Nia made a vague statement.
I met someone. I might end up with him, Andrew told Nya.
You will be with someone, but I don't believe you will end up with this one, Nya said with a smile of a wise man.
Oh, no. What is wrong with me?
Andrew got confused suddenly.
Everything has the perfect time for it, and your time hasn't come yet, Nya assured Andrew.
I don't want to be alone anymore.
Andrew talked about his unwillingness to embrace solitude.
What is waiting for you is worth being patient.
Nya insisted Andrew wait for the right moment and the right person.
What is waiting for me?
Andrew asked.
You will be a wonderful husband and father, one day, Nya replied.
I will be a dad.
Andrew smiled.
You will be, Nya assured Andrew.
Hassan came over to Klaus' house.
Maria opened the door.
Welcome back.
Maria welcomed Hassan into the house.
Hassan kissed Maria's forehead and said, I am happy to see you every week as I used to.
Did you bring some clothes?
Maria asked.
Yes, I did, Hassan replied.
That is a good sign.
She thought of it as a good omen.
Are they here yet?
Hassan asked about everyone's whereabouts in the house.
They are upstairs, Maria answered.
I will go and say hi to Charlie and Peyton, Hassan said.
Hassan got upstairs and knocked at the door. Come in, said Klaus.
Then, with a big smile on his face, Hassan entered the room.
Hi, everyone.
Charlie, how do you feel?
Hassan greeted everybody in the room.
Tired, she replied.
You need to take some rest.
I have something for you and our little princess, Hassan advised Charlie.
Can I open it?
Charlie asked.
Sure, Hassan asked Charlie to go ahead in opening the present.
Charlie opened her present, she looked at it, then said, You remembered.
I have had it for weeks, Hassan replied.
Thank you, Charlie said.
Can I see it?
Adrian asked.
I would like to keep it to myself, but you can open Peyton's presents, Charlie said to Adrian.
Adrian opened Peyton's presents.
Baby clothes, toys, and baby shoes were all wrapped nicely.
However, with Hassan's presents, Charlie was happy.
Is that your bag?
Edward asked Hassan.
Yes, Hassan will come every week as he used to.
Klaus replied to Edward.
Did you do what I asked you?
Edward asked Hassan again.
It is in this bag, Hassan replied.
Can I see it?
Edward asked.
Sure, said Hassan.
He opened the bag and disclosed Edward's and his mother's painting.
Everyone looked at the painting.
Edward then smiled and hugged Hassan and said, Thank you.
That's nice of you, Klaus said to Hassan.
Where is my gift?
Adrian intervened and asked Hassan for his gift.
It's with me, but it is a secret, Hassan winked at him.
You don't need to do that, but what did you bring for me?
Klaus jumped in and asked for his gift also.
Hassan whispered in Klaus's ear, You should check my underwear.
Klaus bit his lip and kissed Hassan.
Then he held Hassan's hand and said, See you later, guys.
We have something important to discuss.
Then Klaus dragged Hassan and his bag to his room and shut the door behind him.
Klaus moved closer to Hassan, he touched him and grabbed his ass.
With soft kisses, Klaus undressed Hassan.
He watched the blue underwear that Hassan was wearing and bit his lips.
He said, Daddy needs to eat.
Hassan opened and unbuttoned Klaus' shirt.
Klaus had his underwear taken off and held Hassan between his arms, putting him on the bed.
Klaus watched Hassan and took his clothes.
I want to breathe your skin, said Klaus.
Klaus was like a hungry, thirsty lion wanting to hit his prey.
He laid on his side, wrapped himself up, and kissed Hassan's neck.
Hassan moved his hands all over Klaus' body.
Then Klaus took Hassan's leg and put it around his waist while they kissed and moved it back to his butt.
Hassan flipped on the bed to stand on top.
He looked at Hassan, then put his hands on him and gave deep passionate kisses.
The more they kissed,
the more they fused. Klaus kissed Hassan's neck, and his tongue was shifting on it. Then he went down to his chest and belly. Hassan placed Klaus' head between the legs, held his hands tight, and his body crushed. Until Hassan finished, Klaus kept doing what he was doing. They kissed, and Klaus struck it, kissed his neck, and moved his tongue on Hassan's back. He grabbed his butt cheeks, bit them, and put his tongue on them. Then Klaus held Hassan's waist and moved inside of him. Hassan moaned, and Klaus enjoyed that sweet sound. Klaus stopped and flipped Hassan to the top. Hassan moved up and down continuously. Hassan's vision of moving like that made the hungry lion crave more. Klaus stopped and brought Hassan toward him. Then Klaus moved Hassan to his bedside. He put him in a position to kiss him and moved within him, holding Hassan from his chest and leaving Hassan's leg with his hand. Hassan was moaning, which made him push more deeply. He continued to move until they finished together. He held Hassan between his arms and felt the chill on the skin. Hassan looked at Klaus' face and kissed him. They realized that they belonged together because of the strong chemistry and the flow of emotions, and they were comfortable expressing their feelings for each other. They were reaching the highest levels of intimacy after kissing. All Klaus thought about while watching Hassan was, "Am I in love?" At the same time, Hassan was thinking, "What am I feeling? This feeling is so very different. Am I falling in love?" Hassan and Klaus took a shower together. Klaus took a photo of them together after the shower. Hassan asked Klaus, "Why did you take a picture?" Klaus looked at Hassan, smiled, and said, "I will take a picture of every day we spend together. I want to remember every day with you from now on." Hassan smiled at his answer, and Klaus hugged him. Hassan then placed his bag on that bed. "What are you doing?" "We will sleep naked as usual after changing the sheets," Klaus asked Hassan. Hassan opened his bag and took a small bag from it, and gave it to Klaus. "What is this?" Klaus asked surprisingly. "I know your birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday," Hassan wished Klaus. "May I?" Klaus asked, followed by a long sigh. "Sure," said Hassan. Klaus opened it, and there was a black wristwatch wrapped beautifully. Hassan looked at Klaus as he opened his gift. "I love it." "Thank you," said Klaus. He wrapped his hands and kissed Hassan. They laid down on the bed after changing the sheets. "What are you afraid of?" Klaus asked Hassan. "I am afraid of water because I cannot swim, heights which I discovered recently. I am afraid of sharp things, and I am afraid to be chained," Hassan replied. "That is a lot of information, but I meant in life." Klaus rephrased his concern. "Of being alone. What about you?" Hassan replied and asked Klaus the same question. "To lose my kids, thanks to you, that would never happen. Can I ask you something?" Klaus asked him. "Sure," Hassan replied. "How did you know what I have to do precisely with my kids? Even when you had known them and me for one day?" Klaus asked. "I followed my instincts," Hassan answered simply. "Do you know what I love the most about you?" Klaus asked. "No, what is it?" Hassan asked back. "Your smile takes my breath away. What about you? What do you like the most about me?" Klaus confessed and asked what Hassan felt about him. "You always capture my breath and my body yearns for you in a way I cannot resist, so I like everything about you," Hassan continued after a slight pause while locking his eyes with Klaus. "I am falling for you, and that scares me to death." "Why does that make you scared?" "I don't want to get hurt again." "I would never hurt you," Klaus promised Hassan after a long sigh. "I told you I am a drama queen." Hassan tried to lighten the mood. "Don't ever say that again. And I want you to know that you belong to me." They closed their eyes and kissed. Carlos and John were in bed together. Carlos asked John, "Why didn't you want me to meet Hassan?"
John took a long sigh. I was afraid that you would compare yourself with him. But I realized that I needed to make sure that I won't be blinded again, John said. I did compare myself to him, but he is right. I have no experience, Carlos said to John. John laughed then said, that is funny. Carlos looked at John, what do you mean? Carlos said. Hassan has been with only three guys, and he is talking about the experience. He surely is a piece of art, John replied to Carlos while laughing. He is. Now I see why you were afraid of me meeting him, Carlos said. I am sorry I made you feel like you were a replacement, you are not. And also, you cannot run every time we have a problem. You need to stay, communicate, and solve the problem together. If you want me, you need to fight for me, and I will fight furiously for you. John told Carlos that he would have his back no matter what. You would? Carlos asked. I am scared to death, John replied. Why? To be honest, I am 39 years old who is dating 21 years old. What if you find a younger and healthier guy? Would you fight furiously for me? I would if you give me a reason to. You have it. When Hassan received a text from his friend Oliver, he was in bed with Klaus talking, touching, kissing, and melting in each other's arms. Monday, same time at the same place? Hassan texted him back, I will be there. Klaus read the text, and he asked Hassan, who is that? This is Oliver, one of my friends, Hassan replied. I've never heard about him. Klaus raised his suspicion. Do you know all of my friends? Hassan asked rather sarcastically. No, but do I need to be worried about someone taking you away from me? Klaus demanded reassurance. You are adorable, but you don't need to be worried, Hassan assured Klaus. Why shouldn't I? Klaus asked. When I am with someone, I cannot even think about being with another guy, Hassan replied. In other words, you are mine, Klaus said. I might be. Hassan nodded. Klaus smiled and kissed Hassan. On a pillow, Oliver put his head and under his head, his right hand. He listened to tick-tack on his hand watch. And fell asleep. He opened his eyes and found himself caught up in a chair, and saw Minoris wearing a hat with a pocket watch. His face couldn't be seen as his hat usually covered it. Let me go, shouted Oliver. Minoris removed the watch from its repository sideways. The watch burned with fire suddenly. Oliver just thought of escaping because he didn't want to live in this hell all over again. Oliver shut his eyes, wishing the nightmare would be over. His eyes opened, but nothing changed. He collapsed and wept. Oliver said, "No, not again." But nobody could hear him as nobody was around, he screamed for help. Minoris threw a lighter out of his hand after he lit it up. The fire began to burn in high flames. He was not able to move, flames had now surrounded Oliver. He looked around, he could see nothing but fire. That's it. Oliver said to himself, I will die here. His body began to burn, and his veins could feel the boiling heat. He yelled for help, but no one could hear him. Again, he had to feel this unbearable pain all on his own. He screamed, no. I can't. I can't. This is too much. All I wanted was to live without my biggest fears. And awfully wake up. He hung, and his eyes dropped with tears. I want to live a normal life. Oliver said. He laid the pillow on his head and shouted. Hassan was working with a smile on his face on Monday. Tristan noticed him smiling and came over to say hello. Someone's in a good mood, Tristan said. Tristan, how are you doing? Hassan greeted him cheerfully. I am doing good, thanks for asking. How are you doing? Tristan asked. I am doing great. You look different. Yeah, I am happy. I can see that but cannot figure out why. I spent my weekend with someone very special to me,
Hassan replied with a smile on his face. I thought at least you would think of me, but it is okay. I just want to see you happy. Tristan sighed. If I hadn't met Klaus, you would be the first one on my list. Hassan tried to make Tristan feel better. You are just saying that not to make me feel bad, right? I would never do that for you. You are very supportive and a real gentleman. You think of me as a real gentleman? Stop it. You are a real gentleman. I am sure you will find someone. You know you are my favorite, friend, Lucky Klaus. You owe me details. Tristan said and winked at Hassan. We can have lunch together. Said Hassan. Looking forward to it. Tristan approved. Klaus had a detailed meeting with an entrepreneur. He went with his partner Nina. Robert was flirting with Klaus, but he was focused on the job. They agreed on many points, and after hours of meeting with Robert and his team, Klaus and Nina left the office. Robert was a little flirty with you, and you didn't even look at him like you used to. Am I missing something? Nina teased Klaus. I am seeing someone, Klaus replied. Klaus is seeing someone? Since when? Nina was surprised. His name is Hassan, and he is very sweet, Klaus told Nina about his relationship with Hassan. When can I meet him? Soon. Klaus gave her a vague answer. Okay. Hassan came back from lunch break, and he saw Klaus waiting close to the parking lifts. Hassan and Tristan walked to Klaus and said, Klaus. What are you doing here? Hey, I am here for a meeting. What are you doing here? Klaus was stunned to see Hassan and Tristan there. I work in this building, said Hassan. Tristan and Hassan said, this is my friend Tristan. Tristan, this is Klaus and. Nice to meet you, Klaus. Tristan interrupted. Hi, I am Nina, and you? Nina introduced herself to Hassan. I am Hassan, said Hassan. Hassan, nice to meet you, and nice to meet you, Tristan. Nina greeted Hassan and Tristan. Nice to meet you, Nina. Hassan and Tristan shared mutual feelings with Nina. We are heading to grab a bite. Would you like to join us? Nina asked. We already did, thank you, Tristan replied. Talk to you later. Klaus smiled and excused himself. Talk to you later, said Hassan. After Klaus had given Hassan a kiss, he and Tristan left. Nina asked Klaus, is this the Hassan? What a coincidence to run into him like this. Nina, can't you be happy for me? Klaus sighed. Oh, my God. You are so into him. Is he something serious? Nina asked. He is not something. He is a wonderful man. Klaus clarified. Klaus, the one who didn't want any relationship with anyone, is falling for him? What is special about him? Nina asked. I don't know. Klaus was rather reserved in opening up. I had no idea he worked in this building, he tried to change the topic. Interesting, but he seems very sweet. You couldn't take your eyes off him, and when he walked, you checked his ass. Tell me, what's his secret? Nina was inclined to know more about Hassan. Klaus laughed off at her question. Finally, you found someone. I am happy for you, she said happily. Thanks, Nina. Hassan went to meet Oliver in a park near Oliver's place after work. When Hassan arrived, Oliver was sitting on a bench, crying. He looked over at Hassan and hugged him. I had the same nightmare, Oliver told Hassan with tears in his eyes. No, not again. You did great work on yourself. We are so close. Hassan motivated Oliver. Please, take me home with you. I cannot sleep alone, not tonight at least. Oliver requested Hassan. I've got you. Hassan agreed. When will this nightmare be over? You need to face your fears, only then will this nightmare be over.
He did this to me.
I know, but he is gone.
Yes, he is gone, but what he did to me is still affecting me.
Like a ghost haunting me.
Oliver, we've come this far. Please don't let anything hold you back.
I am trying.
Stand up and come with me.
Where?
To my house.
Okay.
Hassan took Oliver to his home and introduced him to everyone.
I heard about you, but we never had a chance to meet.
John went forward and welcomed him.
It is nice to meet you all.
Oliver shared his joy to meet everyone.
Oliver, you need to shower to refresh, and we will talk afterward, Hassan said.
Okay, said Oliver.
Hassan took Oliver to his room and showed him to the bathroom.
I will bring some clothes to change from Andrew.
You're both the same size, I think, said Hassan.
Hassan went downstairs and requested Andrew for some of his clothes to give to Oliver.
Andrew went to his room, brought his clothes, and gave them to Hassan.
One more thing, said Hassan.
What is it?
Pete asked.
No one should know about Oliver, Hassan warned everyone.
Don't worry, we won't mention him to anyone, Ethan assured Hassan.
Even to your therapist, Hassan said to John.
Okay.
John nodded.
So, after the shower, Hassan went to his room to put the clothes on his bed for Oliver to change.
Hassan sat down with others in the living room.
They spoke as they used to, about their day.
Hassan, can I ask for a favor?
John asked.
Sure, if I can, said Hassan.
You can.
Can you hire Carlos in your restaurant?
John asked Hassan for Carlos' job.
What happened with his job?
Hassan asked.
They are not paying him enough, and I want to support him, but he always refuses my help, John stated the situation to Hassan.
Send me his resume, Hassan asked John.
Can you ask him?
John asked in return.
Okay, I will, replied Hassan.
We are all wondering, who is Oliver?
Andrew was rather interested in knowing about Oliver.
He is a friend of mine, Hassan answered.
A secret friend?
Andrew smirked.
Yes, a secret friend, Hassan said with no expressions on his face.
You are full of surprises, aren't you?
Andrew exclaimed.
You have no idea, John joined the conversation.
What do you mean?
Pete asked.
Every week, he was planning to do some pranks.
Once, he scared me to death, Kara said.
Look at him, he is an angel, said Kyle.
Angel, my ass.
He is evil, said John.
That's true.
Ethan agreed.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Hassan was confused about what was happening.
Really?
Kara said.
It is time to pay back, John said to Hassan.
John held Hassan between his arms and asked Ethan to hold his legs.
They placed him on the floor.
Kara asked the others to tickle him everywhere.
Hassan was held by Kara, Pete, Andrew, and Kyle, who all began tickling him.
Hassan laughed hard and asked everyone to stop.
Hassan asked them to stop, but John requested the magic word.
No way.
Hassan denied the request.
Then you deserve it.
John continued tickling.
Are you okay?
Oliver did not know what everyone was doing.
That's enough for today.
We will do it again tomorrow, John said.
They left Hassan on the floor, holding his belly as he laughed a lot.
That was fun, said Kyle.
Oh, my God.
Look at his face.
Kara laughed.
He is sore, said Pete. This is for scaring us a few days ago, Andrew directed their actions as friendly revenge.
Oliver, can you give me a hand? Hassan asked Oliver for help.
Oliver helped Hassan stand up.
He looked at everyone panting, traitors.
Hassan said.
What can you do?
John challenged Hassan.
You have no idea, Hassan said with an evil smile.
Oh, no.
He is back, Kara said.
What do you think?
"Should we play truth or dare?"
Andrew asked.
"Sounds good."
Pete joined in.
"But please, no one ask for kissing except for couples."
Hassan dictated the rules.
"You got it."
Andrew agreed.
"Oliver, come and join us."
Kyle invited Oliver to play.
They all gathered in a circle.
Andrew brought an empty bottle and spun it.
The first one was Hassan.
"Truth or dare?" asked Andrew.
"Dare," Hassan replied.
"I dare you to twerk."
Andrew gave a challenge to Hassan.
"What?
I cannot do that.
I don't even know how to do it."
Hassan was not up for the challenge.
"You know the rules."
Andrew kept the challenge intact.
"Fine, I will try."
Finally, Hassan surrendered and performed the task.
Hassan tried to twerk, and everyone laughed at him.
"Happy?"
Hassan said.
"That was fun."
John teased Hassan.
Hassan spun the bottle and pointed to Andrew.
"Oh, boy."
Andrew got scared.
"Dare or dare?"
Hassan asked.
"You evil man," Andrew said.
"I dare you to do belly dancing."
Hassan saw an opportunity to settle the score.
"You are mean."
Andrew was not happy with the dare.
Hassan's eyebrows moved funnily.
Andrew got up and began belly dancing.
He was hilarious about how he was moving his leg.
Everyone laughed, even Oliver.
Andrew spun the bottle, pointing to Pete.
Andrew looked at Pete and tried to find something.
"Can I dare you?"
Andrew asked.
"Okay."
Pete approved.
"I dare you to give your boyfriend a lap dance," said Andrew.
"No problem."
Pete was rather happy performing the dare.
Pete asked Ethan to sit on the couch, and the dance began. Everyone was stunned by Pete's lap dancing skills.
"That was so great."
Kara appreciated Pete's dance moves.
"Oh, my God.
That was amazing." Andrew was surprised by Pete's moves.
"That is my boyfriend," Ethan said, biting his lip.
Pete spun the bottle and pointed to Oliver.
"Truth or dare?"
Pete asked.
"It seems everybody loves to do dares, so I choose it too," Oliver replied.
"I dare you to kiss Andrew for 30 seconds," Pete challenged Oliver.
"Why?
Didn't you hear Hassan?"
Andrew did not like the dare given Oliver.
"Just do it," Hassan said.
Oliver moved and sat on Andrew's lap. He held his head in his hands and kissed him for 30 seconds.
Oliver moved after the kiss, and Hassan hit Andrew with a pillow.
"We didn't want to see that," Hassan said.
"I am sorry," Andrew blushed.
Oliver spun the bottle and pointed to Kyle.
"Truth or dare?"
Oliver asked Kyle to choose.
"Dare is more fun, so dare," Kyle responded.
"I dare you to dance like a ballet," Oliver said.
"Okay, I can do that," Kyle happily agreed.
Kyle danced like a ballet, and all laughed.
They kept on playing, and all enjoyed it.
For years, Oliver hadn't laughed like that.
Andrew looked at Oliver and wondered, "Who's that man?"
They had kissed for a few seconds, and the erection that he had during the kiss was his thought.
Everyone went to bed after the game.
Oliver stayed in Hassan's room and they stayed up late to talk.
Andrew, on the other hand, couldn't sleep.
All he could think of was the kiss.
He thought he ought to go to Hassan's room.
He stood in front of his door for a while.
Then he finally knocked.
"Come in," Hassan said, and Andrew entered the room.
"Can we talk a little?"
Andrew asked Hassan.
"Sure," Hassan said.
"What do you want to talk about?"
Oliver asked Andrew.
"Isn't it obvious?"
Hassan implied something to Oliver.
"I have no idea what you are talking about."
Oliver was confused.
"It's about the kiss, right?"
Hassan asked Andrew.
"Right."
Andrew nodded.
"It's just a kiss."
Oliver thought as if it was normal.
"Is it?"
Hassan asked.
All I can think about right now is kissing you, Andrew confessed to Oliver.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Oliver was not interested.
Shut up and let me kiss you.
Andrew jumped him.
Andrew kissed Oliver.
Oliver looked at Andrew and he tried to say something, but he lost his words.
Oliver was panting.
Is he all right?
Andrew asked.
He just panicked.
He hasn't kissed anyone for years.
Hassan tried to calm both of them down.
Andrew looked at Oliver and told him, that kiss was perfect.
You think?
Oliver asked.
I had two perfect kisses in my entire life.
You are both good kissers, Andrew said.
You've kissed Hassan?
Oliver was shocked.
It was nothing, just a kiss.
Hassan clarified.
Oliver, why are you sad?
Andrew asked.
It's not the time.
Hassan tried to divert the conversation.
It's okay. I am going through a rough patch.
I hope it will clear up soon, Oliver replied.
I hope so, Andrew said.
So, will you sleep here with us?
Hassan asked Andrew.
I would love to.
You have a comfy big bed, Andrew said.
Yours is too, Hassan directed towards Andrew's bed.
Don't be greedy.
Let me stay here for the night.
Andrew stopped Hassan from saying anything further.
Leave him be, Oliver said while smiling.
Okay, but if I see your fingers, and I mean any finger touching me,
I will cut it down.
Deal?
Hassan set the rules.
I am scared.
I will sleep next to Oliver if he doesn't mind, Andrew tried to sneak in with Oliver.
Not at all.
Oliver showed no reservations.
Andrew and Oliver stayed in the same bed with Hassan that night.
He moved Oliver between his arms before he fell asleep.
Oliver woke up in Andrew's arms.
You slept like a baby, Andrew said to Oliver.
Morning.
I hadn't had a good sleep like this in years.
Oliver was relieved after having a good night's sleep.
Morning.
Really?
Why?
Andrew said.
I would say I felt safe, Oliver said.
Between my arms, Andrew specified.
In this house, Oliver clarified.
Who are you?
Andrew asked.
I am Oliver, Hassan's friend.
You are mysterious, aren't you?
Believe me, you don't want to know me.
Why is that?
I am too much to handle.
Try me.
Oliver got up.
He put on a pajama.
While doing that, Andrew saw a burn on his leg.
He got up and asked Oliver, "How did your leg get burnt?"
"This is my secret.
It must have been horrible for you.
You have no idea."
Oliver cried.
Andrew went over and hugged Oliver.
"The symbols of the life you have lived to fight to be here are the scars you carried with yourself.
But I can see that you are a strong person, I don't know what your story is, but you are strong," Andrew said.
"You think I am strong?"
Oliver asked.
"Take away to zoom out and get the big picture of your life.
You will find yourself very damn strong."
Andrew tried to excite Oliver.
Andrew looked at Oliver's face, and they kissed.
"We have to go down before Hassan becomes a morning monster," Andrew told Oliver about Hassan's morning routine.
"He is so friendly, don't say things like this about him."
Oliver did not agree with Andrew.
"Believe me, he is evil," Andrew said.
Oliver smiled and Andrew said, "There goes a big fat smile."
Andrew kissed Oliver again.
After breakfast, Hassan took Oliver aside to talk to him.
"How are you feeling today?"
Hassan asked.
"I am feeling better.
I haven't slept for years like this."
Oliver replied with relief.
"You slept like a baby between Andrew's arms.
He is nice.
You can stay as long as you want to."
"Thank you."
Hassan and Oliver finished their conversation, and Andrew walked to Hassan to talk to him.
"Can we talk?"
Andrew asked Hassan.
Sure, Hassan replied.
Who is he? Do you like him?
Yes, but I don't know anything about him.
What did you do to make him smile?
We talked and kissed.
That's all?
Yeah.
You didn't answer my question.
You are asking the wrong person.
If you want to know who he is, ask him.
Why did you ask us not to mention him to anyone?
I am protecting him.
From whom?
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Why are you so weird?
Andrew, Oliver is a person who is more than you can handle.
He has been through a terrible tragedy.
Why do you think he is more than I can handle?
Do you want to know why?
Yes, please.
Fine, I will tell you tonight, but never tell anyone.
You know me.
I know I can count on you.
So why are you being a pain in my ass?
You will understand soon.
Now, I have to get to work.
With many questions, Hassan left Andrew, but he'd have the answers by the night as he was curious about Oliver.
Hassan took Oliver and dropped him near his office.
Ethan saw Hassan and caught up to him to ask, "Who's Oliver?"
"I know some details about him, but I'm not too sure."
Hassan looked at Ethan and said, "I know.
He needs my help.
I'm giving him his space.
I trust you.
I just want you to be careful."
Ethan tried to assure Hassan of his support.
"Thank you, I will."
Hassan appreciated Ethan's candor.
Hassan and Ethan arrived at work.
He asked Hassan if he was ready for the meeting.
"I am ready," Hassan replied.
Hassan was concerned about the presentation before the meeting. He was feeling excessive pressure.
He went to the conference room and watched Klaus and Nina walking with the department head, Michael.